shifting boundaries and adding seats might the permutations for the next general election contest about to be turned on their head. Claire Scott of the Sunday Times. Last night, the clock struck midnight, Cinderella time, if you will. The deadline for submissions to the Electoral Commission passed. So what's on the table now? What decisions does this Electoral Commission have to make?
I was told that a significant amount of submissions were made kind of down to the wire yesterday, but the Commission will have until the end of August now to deliver its report on the review of Dáil and European Parliament constitutions once the final result of Census 2022 is published on May 30th. So that should come August 30th. The constitution says there must be one TD for every 20,000 to 30,000 people. Currently, all but one of the 39 Dáil constituencies have more than 30,000 people per TD. They've been asked to retain county boundaries where possible under the terms of the deliberations. The Commission can increase the number of TDs in the Dáil from the current 160 to between 171 and 181.
So up to 181 TDs.
Yeah.
More headaches for presenters like I, unfortunately, then if we get up to 181. And Mark Wall, does the Dáil really need more TDs?
Yeah, well, I think you spoke earlier on, Barry, about the explosion in the population, and I think we have to reflect that in by bringing in more TDs. And I think the vast majority of the people that I work with, public representatives, they work very hard, and if that's needed, then that's what should happen. And I think
TDs are legislators? Are there not enough of them there at the moment?
Well, simply there's not, because that's we spoke about a population explosion, and that's the fact. And you know, the constitution says that we should have more. I believe that, as I said, that everybody is working hard, and that should be reflected.
But as a purveyor and a reader of the local newspapers, as I am, you would often see TDs championing local issues or attending local things which perhaps have nothing to do with being a legislator.
Well, look, that's traditionally the way politics has been set up in this country, and you know, maybe we need to reflect on that when we are looking you know, at boundary changes and the way politics is carried out in this country. But at the moment, you know, we have a population explosion. We need to reflect that in, and I think that, you know, the vast majority of the people that I work with across all parties are reflective of doing the job that needs to be done, and
so,
that has to be reflected.
So Kildare, with its 40 councillors and 8 TDs at the moment, and yourself as a senator, that's not enough for the people of the Curragh of Kildare, no?
Well, you know, the power of Kildare always needs as much as it can get, as you know, Barry, in fairness.
So 50 representatives plus MEPs?
What we need is to ensure that the vast population, that people that have come to live, and they're very welcome, the people that have come to live in County Kildare from all counties and from foreign countries, indeed, that they have the representation that they need. And I believe that we need more.
John Brady, do you think they need more? That wouldn't be in keeping with Sinn Féin's policy overall of giving jobs for the boys, as the term goes?
Jobs for the boys. I suppose at this moment in time, Barry, I mean, we're constitutionally bound. I mean, the constitution is very clear that, you know, in terms of the ratio is 1 to 30,000, you know, there's many constituencies, my own included, of Wicklow, which is now in excess of that. So we're constitutionally bound to look at it, to increase the number of TDs. But I suppose the important point that, you know, needs to be focused on is what those constituencies will actually look like. Because to use my county, for example, again, which is a 5-seater, there is a political train of thought that may be split into 2 3-seaters, 1 additional seat, 2 3-seaters.
That'd be good news for you.
Well, no,
look,
it may be good news, but is it good for democracy? It may well suit, you know, the larger political parties, but ultimately it's not good for the democratic process, where it will preclude, you know, that diversity of political opinion, and, you know, it'll exclude many small parties and voices. So that needs to be looked at. We need to move away from 3-seater constituencies, you know, up onto, you know, 4-seaters, 5-seaters, and, you know, if need be, we need to look at 6-seaters.
Well, the man beside you, I think,
seaters.
Would love a 3-seat constituency when the thing is redrawn, no? Tipperary South, come back to Garrett Ahern.
No, not particularly. What I'd actually like is just county boundaries to be intact. And Tipperary is one of those counties that has been quite badly hit in most boundary changes, where an area of the county has moved in somewhere else. So the last county boundaries, Newport and Bard Hill in North Tipperary, went into Limerick City. But it's important because the community are then disconnected to their representatives. And the clear example of that is how many people vote. So in the last election in that area, only 58% of the people voted, whereas 65% of the people vote in the rest of the county.
What are you proposing going forward? A five-seat constituency still for Tipperary?
I don't know what they'll do, but what I would like is that all of Tipperary is intact in a constituency.
But 1 3-seat Tipperary South, well, might see a return good for Fine Gael in the Premier County.
I don't know what they do. I think they're very, very hard decisions to make. They could do two three-seaters in Tipperary. They could do 1 5-seater and take a large chunk. Rather than just taking a small bit, take a large chunk of an area and move it somewhere else. That could happen. Look, you're always going to find in boundary changes that they've made decisions that make perfect sense, and you'll find a one or two that make absolutely no sense at all. And I think Mark might have experienced that before.
Twice.
And you just can't make head nor tail of why they did that. And it depends where they start. It depends where they finish.
Even in Tipperary.
It depends on numbers as well.
I was visited many years ago, the so-called electoral Gaza strip of Borough Sochaine when it was put in with the Offaly constituency. Mark Wall, you couldn't even vote for yourself the last time, am I right?
Well, it was 2016, you're right, Barry. Is unfortunately, we learned on the day when the announcement was made that part of Kildare South was being moved into Laois to accommodate a three-seater in Laois. That was 2016. And then we had the reverse then in 2020 when Port Harrington, which obviously covers Offaly and Laois, was being moved into Kildare South. You know, we need to respect the country boundaries. I think there's an opportunity lost in relation to six-seaters, to be honest about it, that would reflect those county boundaries. That's not going to happen this time.
How long would the count go
on for? That's, well, look, in fairness, we get there eventually, Barry.
But even on long counts, John Brady, aren't all the Wicklow TDs not living in Bray, Greystones, Delgany? It's hardly fair for the rest of the county, is it?
Well, no, I suppose that's the population imbalance within Wicklow, which is a problem in its own right. That is an issue, all right. But, you know, certainly it doesn't impact my work. I mean, I represent everyone in the county equally, irrespective as to what part they live in, Barry,
Things are going, political scientists suggesting Ireland could have 250 TDs by the middle of the century. Oh my goodness, unless there's a referendum to increase the current 30,000 population.
We should just do it in one go, so.
And Pather from Drimna, he says, I propose a constitutional referendum to fix the number of TDs at 120. Fixed, not proportional to population. That is his suggestion. Is that not a good idea, Gareth Aaron?
Yeah, well, you'd have to have a referendum on it. Like, so we can talk about what we'd prefer or not, but legally...
Well, 250 or 120?
Well, legally we have to have 171, and that was done in a census done last year. So, you know, there's been an increase
in
population.
But the Westminster Parliament
year,
only
so
has one MEP for every 92,000 people, and we have one TD for every 30,000 people.
I know, but politics is very different in every country, and I think we're well represented here. But we have to increase to 171 no matter what we do. And the likelihood is the population is going to increase so rapidly that if we don't increase higher than 171, we're going to have to do it again in 5 years anyway.
And another person getting in touch, and another one of you, we really should consider a constitutional amendment to cap the number of TDs after the proposed changes. They don't want any more of you guys, but increase the staff allocation to TDs so they can assist constituents properly and bring it into line with representatives in other parliaments. And Claire Scott, you're in the chamber usually watching proceedings. Where are they going to find the room for all these TDs?
It'll be very interesting to see. I'm not really sure, but I think that it's going to be an exciting time and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's the election permutations could be thrown on their head. And Mark Wall, Labour, in its submission, it has argued for an additional 20 seats, am I right in saying, which would cover the next decade for a population growth.
Yeah, well,
your political opponents might suggest that's a way of getting extra seats for your new party leader, Ivana Bacek.
Well, at the end of the day, that's going to be up to the electorate, and we'll always say that, and that is the truth of any election. It's up to whoever the people want, and they will elect the people, whoever goes in front of them. But we have to be cognizant of what's going to happen in the next couple of years, as Gareth has said, and I think we need to look at probably two elections. I think that's what the commission has been set up to look at as well for the next two elections and reflect that in their thinking as well, Barry.
Yeah, because one of the points in what Mark's saying is, and we've experienced it, is if you have to keep changing it, that means you keep changing communities.
Boundaries,
and
they keep
moving the whole time, and that's the most frustrating part of a boundary change, is when communities are in Tipperary one time and then 5 years later they're in Limerick and then they go to Offaly. So if they make decisions with this commission on a two election cycle, well, at least it creates a position for communities that they know they won't be moved for 10 years or so. Until another electoral commission decides
even
what to do.
You hear the people listening at home questioning the number of TDs. You're a senator. There are lots of local councillors in Tipperary. I think you were the government representative for Tipperary at one stage. So all those titles, all those names, don't those other people not do jobs that aren't the TDs that can help constituents as well?
I know, like we're lucky in Tipperary. We've 12 Fine Gael councillors in Tipperary in every local electoral area, and they do great work. And we've 40 councillors in total in Tip, and 5 TDs. But like Tipperary has a population now of 167,000. We're 17,000.
5 TDs in Tip, sorry. Overall.
5 TDs overall in Tipperary. But we've a population of 167,000. We're 17,000 over what's legally required. So, you know, it, like every county has a problem. Wicklow as well with John.
And I know you might disagree with it, considering the election permutations, but it would be nice to see a woman elected in Tipperary, would it not, some people might suggest?
Well, my mother was elected for 11 years in Tipperary, and she's the only woman who's been elected in Tipperary since she got elected in 89 up until 2000. And I'd be very proud of the fact that she was the only rural female TD to be elected in the 90s when she was there. And we've come a certain way in terms of promoting female participation, but we haven't come far enough. And as someone who grew up inspired in a lot of ways by my mother and her achievements as a woman at a time when it was very difficult for women in politics, I think there's a lot more we can do to support people.
And still difficult, Mark Wall, do you think 6-seaters would perhaps help that issue as well?
Yeah, it probably would. If you look at Tipperary, if you look at Wexford, for example, in fairness, and even Wicklow, you know, like it would cover and ensure that those county boundaries and you know, ensure that we have that and they're intact and we're not shifting, as has been said, from election, from boundary to boundary. And that's not acceptable because you're upsetting communities. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we'll have to dust down our Neelan's guide and see what happens when all that is decided. We can't wait for the next election, us political geeks. But that's it for tonight.